Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in today. Thank you so much. We have an excellent program for you here today in studio. My friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And I want to give you some contact information for Ben. Let's give you a website. So first of all, it's homedownsizingsolutions.com. You can reach Ben at his office number, 855-291-5005. And I'm going to ask him for permission to give you another phone number, but let's not delay and bring on Ben Socek. Ben, thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully I'll be able to provide a lot of great information for your listeners here today.
I'm sure you will. So, Ben, I didn't want to do this without asking permission, but so many people like to just shoot a text today. Can we provide our listeners, and it's a national audience, it's coast to coast, can we provide our listeners your mobile phone number?
For today, Steve, just for your listeners, absolutely. They'd like to shoot me a text, I'm happy to hear from them and serve them in the best way that I can.
Okay, so here it is, and write it down. Okay, and this is only for Senior Care Live listeners. The mobile phone number for Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, and this goes straight to Ben, okay, 402-450-0199, and you could call that one as well. But so many people love to send text. I love to send text as well, and I text Ben all the time, right? So it's 402-450-0199, or you could also call the office at 855-291-5005. So, Ben, you know, so we're introducing you again to a national audience today, and for our audience, you'll get to know Ben and love him. He's a great, great guy. So we're going to be talking about selling your house as is for cash. Okay, and this isn't one of those weird kind of popping up like weeds all over the place, fly-by-night kind of companies. Okay, Ben has been in business for well over 20 years. This is a veteran-owned business, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. So this is a legit quality home buying company. So you can sell your house as is for cash without the hassle of showing your house, or maybe even having strangers in your house, which frankly, Ben, I hated that last time I sold my house. I'm like, ew, somebody's in my house. That's just weird. They're walking around in your bedroom. I did not like that, I got to say. Or paying for costly repairs and updates. So, Ben, let's talk about some of the reasons that someone might consider selling their house in an as-is condition for cash with your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. Again, thank you for having me on. But some of the common reasons, first I'll talk about a misconception, I think. that especially 10 to 15 years ago, I think the preconception was that people only sell their houses to a cash home buyer because they are desperate to sell, because they have to sell, something that's not a positive situation.
It was kind of a last resort.
Correct.
That was the
correct
feeling. That's a really good point to make.
Absolutely. And really in the last 10 to 15 years, when I, after the 2008 market correction, the economy corrected, a lot more people were coming to me that were in the downsizing, I guess, theme, I would say, or the adult children of parents or loved ones that needed to move into senior living. And in their situations, in most of the situations, they really didn't need or have to do anything. They simply wanted an easier way to sell a house and transition to senior living without the people coming into the house. That was a big thing.
Yep.
Maybe the house needed repairs or updating and maintenance that they just didn't have the money to do, or just didn't want the hassles with it, especially, and today that's even more so because of the contractor situation and supply situation.
Oh boy, yeah.
And so they just wanted an easy way to say, you know, here's the house. If I can transition to a new apartment or smaller home without all the people coming into my house and the hassles that can go along with that type of sales situation, that was, those benefits were of value to them, that I provide to make that happen very easy, very stress-free, and especially being able to allow the people to stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days or more, so that they're not forced, or so that they don't feel like they're forced out of their house.
Yep.
Maybe their new apartment isn't quite ready for them yet, and they don't have an exact date, but they know that they want to sell a house. We can be very flexible with their plans so that, again, we just make everything as easy as possible to transition to their new home or apartment without the stress or hassles.
And I know, and that is fantastic. I know you work with a lot of people in a lot of different situations, but I think it's important to focus in, and you mentioned it, but just to really focus in that over time, you found yourself more in a niche type of a situation of buying the house of a senior who is kind of in a transitionary period of moving from living in their own house to assisted living or long-term care or memory care, or maybe even just downsizing to an independent living apartment. And so you have there are some serious timing issues there. I just worked with multiple clients over the last couple of weeks, and we're trying to work out the timing of when they're going to move. And guess, you've got the 900-pound elephant in the room. What are we going to do with the house? And what if it doesn't sell as quickly as we need? What if it sells too fast? And you have a lot of flexibility, and that's where you've really found kind of your sweet spot in this business of buying a house as is.
Correct. As you mentioned, sometimes in the market's changing now, the real estate market, but of course the last few years, if a person put the house on the market, it might sell quicker than what the owner wanted.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
of course, most buyers, as soon as they buy the house, they want possession of it for very good reason. But in our situation, we can buy the house, but allow the person to stay in, the seller to stay in the house, kind of as long as they want to, so that they can make that transition to their new home or apartment very easy and very stress and hassle free.
So what are some of the reasons that someone might want to reach out to your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions?
Maybe just the typical call is if it's the individual themselves thinking of downsizing, kind of just wanting to see what the process is, what the steps are, if they're just thinking about it, because downsizing in general can be a few months to a couple of years type of decision. If it's the adult children of someone that needs to do something, maybe something has happened health-wise that they have to get into a senior care community, a long-term care community, then they just want to find out typically again, what the process is, what we can do for them, and how the program works. And so if anybody has any questions like that, certainly call my office, shoot me a text, and I'd be happy to go over any of those options that are available to them.
And, you know, you just mentioned the two primary groups of listeners to this audience. So it's about half 45 to 65, and that would be the baby boomers with some level of responsibility for an aging parent. Mm-hmm. It could be just simply watching over them, helping them out minimally. It could be full hands-on care and everything in between. And then the other half is 65 plus, and these are folks who have retired at various levels of their retirement, and they want to learn about their options. They are calling their own shots, and they're lining up their future. They're making plans. And so, and we also have a lot of other, you know, business professionals related to working in the world of senior care, you know, physicians, attorneys, financial advisors, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really, really good idea for anyone in this market to reach out to Ben Socek, HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. Here's Ben's office number, 855-291-5005. You could also text him or reach him directly on his mobile phone number, 402-450-0199. Let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, you must move out of your house once the transaction is closed. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the traditional real estate model, you must move out of your house once that transaction is closed. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, that is in the traditional real estate model. So you do have to move out of the house once that transaction is closed.
That's typically the way that people would expect that to happen. Understandably, if a new home buyer, especially a first home buyer, signs for a loan and they bought the house, the money is all on the line at that point.
Yeah.
Understandably, they want possession of the house. Typically, it's pretty rare that a traditional buyer will buy a house and then allow that seller to stay in the house, which in our case, as we mentioned in the last segment, completely different. We can be very flexible with a seller's possession and closing dates so that, again, they can make that transition to a new home or apartment very, very easy on their schedule.
Okay. All right. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And it's, you spell it just like it sounds, HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. You could also reach him at his office at 855-291-5005. Or we have permission to text him directly or call him directly on his mobile phone number, 402-450-0199. So Ben, I'm recently visiting with someone about, you know, they were talking about, I don't want to make updates, and I think we have a little, you know, some foundation repairs and everything. And I said, can I have Ben call you? And so the person I was visiting with kept saying, well, you know, I mean, I have a lot of stuff around here. They sounded a little hesitant. And I think what they were kind of pointing towards is, you know, maybe they had a lot of stuff in the house. So I'm sure that you've probably seen this in someone in a hoarding or maybe an aggressive collector, as you have mm-hmm. mentioned before. So you can work in a situation like that where someone just has, there's just a lot of stuff. And what are we going to do with all of this stuff? Can you deal with that?
Absolutely. And we've run into that numerous times where a person really is very hesitant to want us, they'll call us, but they're very hesitant to want us to come over and take a look and inspect the house.
And there's your red flag.
Well, and a lot of times it's really not very bad at all.
Okay.
But after 25 years of being in this business and literally looking at thousands of houses, it takes a lot to worry or scare me at this point.
Okay.
I won't go into any stories, but certainly we do work with hoarding situations and anything else that can come up. So a person should not be wary of contacting us if they would just like to know their options, like to know how we work.
Yeah.
And we're not scary. we can help them out.
And so all right. So if you have a little bit of a hoarding situation, I'm not necessarily sure that my grandpa was a hoarder, but he was definitely moving in that direction. Right. And so my grandmother she was just mortified. She didn't want anyone to see the basement because she said, if you're going to bring all this stuff back, he would buy three of something that he didn't need because it was on sale and then it would go in the basement. Mm-hmm. Right. And so he had a lot of this accumulation over a long period of time. And so she would have just been just terrified to have anyone see that. She would have been very, very embarrassed. So I think the message to our listeners is don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. It's okay. Ben has seen it all pretty much, even if it is a legitimately kind of a difficult situation. Ben, you can, when you buy the house as is, it's as is. And you can actually remove all of his stuff from the house and the homeowner doesn't even have to mess with it. They just take what they want. Is that correct?
That's correct. What we tell anyone is to, you know, if you want to sell the things, have an estate sale. If you can have an estate sale, give things away that maybe family or friends would like to have. But anything that you don't want to or can't move with you, obviously, if you're moving into an apartment, the size is limited. So whatever is left in the house, just leave it. And we take care of it. We've had a number of people that said, you know, I just can't leave a house like this, which, you know, that's fine.
But, sure.
What I tell them is don't worry about it. That's what we're here for, is to make it very easy for you to move from where you're at to a better place or to the place you want to get to.
Yeah, yeah. And that is just a tremendous service. It's a highly valuable service. Reach out to Ben at HomeDownsizingSolutions.com, office number 855-291-5005, or his mobile phone number 402-450-0199. So, Ben, what about some of these it's not really a home buying kind of a business. It's more of like a wholesale business. Differentiate just briefly between your business model and what you offer in some of these. I think we have many unscrupulous providers out there that appear to be something that they're not.
The market, and again, this might be changing because of the change in real estate market, but for the past several years, more and more people have been getting into this business, and people have been teaching this to new people getting into this business. To go out, it's very easy to put up a website that says we buy houses for cash. It's very easy to run advertisements, online advertisements typically, and postcards. If I think everybody in this country has been getting numerous postcards to sell their house for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy for a company to say that they buy houses for cash, but in some circumstances, they're what we term as wholesalers,
mm-hmm.
where once they get a contract on a house to buy a house, all they try and do then is to find a real buyer that they can flip that contract to.
Mm.
And so, especially in a market that is correcting a little bit, that is slowing down or cooling a little bit like we have now,
yep.
what I've heard more and more is that these wholesalers, once they get a contract, because they've overpromised, they're not the ones writing the check. They're hoping somebody else writes a check for more than what they've promised. The contract just expires, and the seller is left with a house that they thought was sold, but now they're having to wonder, okay, what do I do now? And in my company situation, we buy houses. We have the funds to buy houses. And if my company's not, we know other people that are. So we can, if you would like information about the service and want to know about a real home buyer that can help you out, we can help you out.
So just to get it straight, some of these home buying services, they have no intention of buying your home. They'll make you an offer, and then the homeowner thinks it's sold, but then they're going to go out and they're going to try to find a buyer to buy it for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 more than they've offered. And then they make a quick buck, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't, they virtually do, you know, not much for that. But they never had the intention of buying that house. And you will buy the house or not. I mean, it's just the bottom line. You are a legitimate cash home buyer. That's HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. Mr. Ben Socheck, 855-291-5005 or mobile phone number 402-450-0199. Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate the service you offer and the great information.
Thank you for having me, Steve. And if anybody would like a free copy of my book, HomeDownsizingSecrets.com, or call my office and we'll send you a copy of that. And we'd love to help you out if we can.
Excellent. That's Mr. Ben Socheck. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socheck. He is a great guy. He's a veteran. Ben, thank you for your service. Veteran-owned, A-plus rating through the Better Business Bureau. This is a legit company. Otherwise, it would not be on my program. Okay, so I'll tell you that. And Ben is just one of the best human beings that you could ever meet. Very trustworthy and very honest. He'll come in and he'll say, look, I'm probably not your best fit. I would go retail on this unless and I could buy it, but I think you might be able to get a better deal here. I mean, he'll tell you that, and it'll cost him a sale, but he's been doing this for like 20, 25 years. And like I said, his niche in the market is buying your house as is in a situation where a senior is transitioning from their home to maybe a senior care community or just downsizing to an independent living apartment, whatever that is. You can still stay in your house even after closing. If there's a timing issue, you might need a couple of 2 or 3 weeks until your new place is available. So again, I would invite you and encourage you to reach out to Ben and see if Ben can help you out. And I provided the numbers earlier. And then, and again, you can go to the HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. And then he does have an excellent book that he just offered for Senior Care Live listeners free of charge at HomeDownsizingSecrets.com. And I would take him up on that offer. It's a very good book. It's very, very helpful. All right. So here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
So we are finally starting to move out of all of the just super inconvenient restrictions from COVID-19. We're slowly but surely, and I think we're really getting there, getting back to normal. Not everywhere, not in every state, not in every situation, but it's definitely getting a whole lot better. This is from the CDC, and this was Thursday, August the 11th. CDC streamlines COVID-19 guidance to help the public better protect themselves and understand their risk. And again, from Thursday, August the 11th, 2022. Says today the CDC is streamlining its COVID-19 guidelines to help people better understand their risk, how to protect themselves and others, and what actions to take if exposed to COVID-19, or what actions to take if you are sick or test positive for the virus. So continuing to promote the importance of being up to date with vaccination. So they're still, obviously pushing the vaccines. And I think most people have had at least one booster. I know they're pushing that second booster. Now I'm hearing about a new vaccine that's kind of been updated for the metamorphosis of this stupid virus. Again, a virus's job is to stay alive. I'm hoping eventually this thing's going to run out of runway and crash and burn and just not have anywhere to go. But it seems to be pretty successful in changing itself, dumbing itself down. So it's the effects and the symptoms are less severe and less much less deadly, but more contagious. So come on, virus, stop that. It's staying alive so far. CDC is recommending that instead of quarantining, if you were exposed to COVID-19, remember, I've been asked about a million times, well, have you been around anyone with COVID-19? Well, if you did, you used to have to, you know, they're saying you have to isolate and all this stuff. Now they're saying just wear a high quality mask for the next 10 days. Get tested on day 5 just in case. Okay, so that was that was really relaxed. And then if you do test positive for COVID-19, the guidelines are stay home for 5 days. And then the next 5 days, you can go out into public. But they're saying, you know, wear a high quality mask when if you need to be out in the public and around other people. OK. And so I don't think I'm going to read that one. And of course, and then there's some like some super common sense here. Regardless of when you end your isolation, avoid being around people who are more likely to get very sick from COVID-19. You know, maybe some of the more high-risk folks. So that's kind of a no-brainer. Recommending screening testing of asymptomatic people without known exposures will no longer be recommended in most community settings. So all of the random testing, we have to test you on this day and so many times a week, et cetera, that is going away. And that is a huge change. So we are relaxing. Frankly, I think we probably have been doing this for a while. So CDC, thanks for catching up. but this is a big deal, right? So we have official guidelines from the CDC that are relaxing and relaxing a bunch. This is from the New York Times, August the 12th. What the new CDC guidelines mean for you. And they go on to say the new recommendations put the onus on individuals to protect themselves. Now, I wonder who has been ranting and raving and jumping up and down and saying that's how this should have been all along. Oh, maybe it was Steve Kuiker. Okay, well, anyway, let me pat myself on the back. And again, thanks everybody for catching up. And if you don't know, I thought the lockdowns were way too restrictive. They went on way too long, in my opinion. And I thought, you know, we are smart people. If someone is at a major risk because of their age or one of their a health condition, maybe multiple health conditions, we're pretty smart. We're not going to voluntarily put ourselves out there in harm's way. We're going to be a lot more cautious and protective than someone else without those things. So, I mean, I think we could have done a lot of this for ourselves all along. But again, everything's kind of caught up to that. So I'm really, really glad to see that. So there are a few questions that this article answers. So do I still have to stand 6 feet away from strangers? And they're really relaxing that. They have not totally abandoned social distancing. However, the agency recommends that people may want to avoid crowded areas or maintain distance from others in order to minimize their exposure to the virus. So again, they're kind of leaving it up to individuals to, you know, kind of protect yourself. If you're not comfortable, it's okay. Do I still have to wear a face mask? So again, you know, there's some nuance in a lot of this stuff that kind of leaves it up to the individual. And frankly, you know, I really like that. So they're talking about, you know, they recommend a face mask if your county that you're in has a mid or a high level outbreak of COVID-19. And if you're green, yellow, orange, or red mode in your particular county, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a kind of a moving target there. But the bottom line is, they're relaxing that. And, you know, my family and I, we were on some flights on vacation here recently, and I heard something that I really appreciated. They said, and to our guests on the flight today, if someone chooses to wear a mask or chooses not to wear a mask, let's just respect each other and let each other do what we think is best for ourselves. Okay. And I really appreciated that. So, you know, don't, you know, make fun of someone or give someone grief if they're wearing a mask and vice versa. Let's just not do that. Let's do our own thing, whatever we're comfortable with, and let's just all get along and move along here. And I love that. And then, you know, my entire family, we avoided it for all of this time. And then a few months ago, one of the boys brought it home, and then the whole house just went boom. And we all tested positive. So my symptoms just felt like just a pretty solid cold, right? So, I mean, that's about what it felt like. So my doctor ordered Paxlovid, which is an antiviral, which is very, very helpful. And I'll tell you what, that was a miracle drug, at least for me. I felt like $1 million about 12 hours later. I mean, I'm out mowing the lawn in the heat, and I had energy for days, and I felt fantastic. My wife did not take Paxlovid, and she was a miserable wreck for about 3 or 4 days and felt like flu symptoms in her joints and super exhausted and all of those sort of things. So, and some people, they get it and they're completely asymptomatic, and that's just crazy. We've talked about that as well. Anyway, the bottom line is, no matter how you feel about all of this, the world is slowly but surely getting back to a sense of normalcy, and that is a very good thing.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. If you have a question, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So on the break, I was speaking with our phenomenal producer, Alicia, and she said, now, what was that? Paxlovid? And yeah, that's it. Paxlovid. She said, I had not heard of that. And so so if you've not heard of that and you come down with COVID-19, and again, you may be asymptomatic, and good for you. That's a lucky break. If you're not feeling so great, ask your doctor about that. You do have to take it, and I'm not 100% sure about, but look, it's an antiviral, so you have to take it within a certain time frame of when you tested positive. And I'm wanting to say that's 48 hours, but you can't wait a week and get it. They're not going to give it to you. It has to happen fairly quickly after testing positive. And I've talked to all kinds of people, and they just rant and rave about it like I do, that it was just wildly effective for them. Let me announce this. I told my wife this, and she thought it was pretty cool. Senior Care Consulting is now doing business internationally. Right. So I had of course, we met over Zoom, but I worked with a gentleman in Australia, down under. And obviously, I'm going to be helping him with his father, who lives in the Kansas City area, find placement for his dad. But we were talking about that, and he had to put off our meeting several times because he contracted COVID-19. And he said, I feel like I got hit by a bus. And it was just he was completely and totally exhausted. It was just complete exhaustion, and just couldn't hardly even lift his legs to walk. And so it just wrecked him in a major way. And I was telling him about Paxlovid, and it was way too late to get it. Ask your doctor about that and see if that might be right for you. And you do have to qualify for it and all the stuff, but check that out, because it really helped me, and it's helped many other people that I know and to help them, you know, feel good and just really avoid a lot of the nasty symptoms. So, all right. So recently I've been working with many clients interested in transitioning from their home and just downsizing to a continuing care retirement community. And so if you hear the abbreviation CCRC, so many people in healthcare throw around these abbreviations like you're supposed to know what they're talking about. So I try not to do that. I'm sure I still do it sometimes, but I try to then turn around and explain what that is instead of just talking and impressing people with my acronymology. So, but anytime you hear me or anyone else say a CCRC, that's a continuing care retirement community. And what that is, it's an all of the above. They have independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. So they have the whole continuum, and it's either under one roof in a huge sprawling kind of a building, or it could be a campus-style setting where maybe you have independent living over here. There could be multiple buildings of independent living with a lot of these apartments. They could also have villas and duplexes and fourplexes, but folks are living independently, and you're on your own. You're fully on your own, but you're definitely not alone. You're around a lot of other people. You have the opportunity to socialize. There is no care. Okay, there is no licensure for independent living, but you're there and there's no maintenance and you get one or two meals a day prepared for you. And so there's a lot to like. We'll talk a lot more about that at a later date. But and then the whole concept, though, is you sell your house, you downsize, you move to independent living, and you kind of let your hair down a little bit and you do your thing. And then you age in place. That's the whole point of a CCRC. Continuing care retirement community. You move into independent living and then you age in place. And let's say a few years down the road, several years down the road, whenever it is, let's say you start to decline and you need a little bit of help with those. Here's another acronym or abbreviation, ADL, activities of daily living. Let's say I need a little bit of help taking my medicine or remembering to take it. Maybe I need some help getting dressed or getting to and from, you know, point A to point B, et cetera. So maybe I need a little bit of help with incontinence management or using the restroom or taking a shower. So these are a lot of the things that they help you with. You can transition within that same community and many times within the same building from independent living to assisted living. And you don't even have to change your address. You're with the same group, the same organization. And then if you continue to decline and you need a higher level of care, then you can transition from assisted living to long-term care. Okay, so a lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. Now, my friends in the business of senior care, they're throwing tomatoes at me right now. No, don't say nursing home. I understand the term nursing home carries a lot of negative baggage along with it and kind of a stereotype. Also, give most people enough credit to understand it's not the same as it was back in the dark days of the cinder block walls and the horrible urine smell throughout the entire building and the smell of cigarette smoke throughout the entire building and on and on and on and on and people tied to their wheelchairs and just all the horrible stories that you've ever heard. Well, guess what? That just, I would say 90% of the market, that does not exist in 90% of the market. You cannot. It is illegal against the law and against all of the regulations to restrain someone, tie them down in a wheelchair. No one's going to voluntarily move to a place with cinder block walls. You can't smoke in the buildings, and very few of them offer smoking outside, but guess what? You have to go outside. So give people enough credit to understand that it's not the same. It is much, much, much improved. Okay. So that's my rant on that. I didn't really mean to do that, but there we are. So, but these continuing care retirement communities, that's the whole point of them. Some of them have an upfront entrance fee. A lot of people would refer to that as a buy-in, but it's an entrance fee. Okay. Some of them are rental only. And, well, is that as good as an entrance fee? Well, of course. I mean, it depends on the place, but it's just a different model. It's just a different approach. So some of them have what's called life care contracts. And at some point in the future, again, I'll break these down into a lot of detail. But a life care contract, essentially, they're guaranteeing your care for life in a contract. And you're essentially you're prepaying for discounted future health care costs. Okay. And so you've got entrance fees, life care contracts, and then rental only, where you just pay for what you need as you go. And a lot of my clients like that, but I've had clients, interested in and move into CCRCs with all of these different upfront configurations there. Okay. So at some point in the future, we'll have a lot more information about these CCRCs. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.